So you're going to hear a lot of Michael Jackson everywhere, wherever you are. A lot of people playing cuts of Billie Jean and BT. I just wanted to play something older from what I think is a classic album. Just made me feel very sad listening to that. Michael Jackson and Off the Wall. It's Radio 1. It's now time for the entertainment news. Sarah Jane is here, and the only thing on the agenda really today is Michael Jackson.
Of course, yes. Still so hard to believe, isn't it? The news broke here last night about 10-ish, with people shouting it out on megaphones and food stalls playing out Michael Jackson tracks on loudspeakers with people dancing around. It's still what everyone's talking about.
You heard a few things going on, like people shouting it and that, and you're like, oh, really, whatever. More and more people were saying it, and it's like, oh, it really hit home.
A man ran up to me and he's just shouting Michael Jackson's dead. We turned around, had about a 10-minute conversation. He said that other people knew, and we came up here and everyone was shouting it.
Don't think about it happening, because like, he's a bit of a superstar, and you think of him as immortal.
The legendary king of pop, Michael Jackson, passed away on Thursday, June 25th, 2009 at 2:26 p.m.
That's how his brother Jermaine announced the news last night. Things started trickling through on a showbiz website. First, that things were looking bad for the star, then that he died. The rumours were flying, but here's what happened. The 50-year-old dad of three collapsed at his home in Beverly Hills. It's thought he'd had a heart attack. Paramedics were called. They tried to resuscitate him, but he'd fallen into a coma. He was taken to hospital, but was pronounced dead soon after.
Our family requests that the media please respect our privacy during this tough time.
Thousands of fans have been gathering outside the medical centre all night, some distraught and in shock, some celebrating his life, singing his songs and dancing.
This is something that is going to be life-changing. It's the day the music died.
This seems so unreal. I just cannot believe that this is happening.
I don't know, his dancing was off the hook. It hurts me that he's gone.
Loved his music. Kind of weird guy, but loved his music.
He's the king of pop, man. He's the greatest entertainer of all time.
I have his music on my iPod. I'm always listening to it, no matter what. He's like, he's an idol.
I love him so much, and now he's gone. I can't believe that.
Michael Jackson's body was flown to LA for a post-mortem, so that should find out exactly how he died. As you heard, most people simply can't believe the world's biggest star is dead. Next month, he was coming to the UK for a series of shows at London's O2 Arena.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. I'll see you in July, and I love you.
They were being seen as his comeback gigs, but there were huge worries about his health after he postponed a number of the dates, although we were told it was to give him more time to rehearse. Lots of the world's biggest stars have been giving their thoughts. Let's run through a few. Madonna says she just can't stop crying. Justin Timberlake says he was an inspiration and he'll always cherish the moments he shared with him on stage. Britney says she's devastated. On Twitter, P. Diddy says he made music come to life. He made him believe in magic. And Kelly Rowland describes it as one of the saddest days in music history. Francis Cronin from our entertainment team looks back at his life.
Michael Jackson's career started at the age of five. With his brothers, the Jackson 5, he became a worldwide star. But as an adult, he became a megastar. Almost everyone's got one of his albums in their collection. Off the Wall, Thriller and Bad made him the biggest star in the world. And Thriller sold more than any other album in history. But he's not just famous for his music. His personal life has made headlines around the world. Stories about Wacko Jacko sleeping in an oxygen chamber, bizarre plastic surgery and his unusual life at his Neverland ranch. Then there were the claims of child abuse. He paid millions to settle a civil case in the 90s. And then a criminal trial in 2005 for which he was cleared. After a few years away, there were increasing worries about his health, but he was starting to work on a new album with artists like Ne-Yo and will.i.am and rehearsing for those comeback gigs at the O2. With a quarter of a billion album sales, Michael Jackson remains the most successful artist of the last 30 years. Seems like everyone will remember what they were doing when they heard the news of his death.
Here at Glastonbury, it's very grey and rainy still. And yes, lots of mud, with fans gearing up for a weekend of Dizzy, Lily Allen and Blur. Festival organiser Emily Evis has written on Glastonbury's Twitter site about it too. She says, so sad to hear the news about MJ. There will be tributes all over the site all weekend. A truly great artist. It's expected they'll start with Pharrell Williams, who worked with Michael Jackson and is on the Pyramid stage later this afternoon. Lots more coming up in a Newsbeat special at 12:45. And online, photos, more news, and you can leave your thoughts there as well. Just click on the news pages of Radio 1 online. Digital.